Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Good grief.
Get into
it. And he's not even switching cameras. What are you doing? You fucking fool. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Cancel Me Now podcast. My name's Isaac Butterfield, and as always, my co-host and co-conspirator, Josh Bluey Nielsen, host of the Daily Blue, and podcast producer, Gay Boy Gabe.
Hello, hello.
Right on cue.
Right on cue. Mate, you're coughing a lot. What's going on?
Big weekend.
Well, every weekend, a big weekend. It's got to stop.
I'm so tired.
What happened? Where'd you go?
Byron Bay for another
wedding. That's right. You did too.
It was unreal.
Tell me about
it. Wednesday, day off work. It's haircut, some nice new clobber for the wedding, treated myself to a nice lunch.
Beautiful.
Great podcast.
Yes.
Like, it was a good day.
Getting shit done.
Thursday, early flight. I think we were in our accommodation.
Where'd you fly from?
Williamtown, so just outside of Newcastle.
Oh, they fly to Byron Bay?
To Ballina, which is like 25 minutes out of Byron.
Yep.
Touchdown, get the early check-in. Very, very... Aloha Byron Bay. If anyone's going up there, that's like the best... It's like 5 minutes walk from the city, pool, aircon, like just...
Cheap?
No, but...
How much are we talking?
Money's no issue.
Oh.
Nah, it was like...
Mate, it's not about money, all right?
We're going to get to your new purchase shortly.
Don't worry about it.
Don't you worry about old Butterfield. But yeah, unbelievable. So 5 minutes walk from Byron. Wedding, some good mates of ours got married. All our like nearest and dearest and their partners and kids and... all the boys obviously just sourcing for a couple of days and some wholesome time as well. And just great. Just good to get away and switch off and just eat. Mate, I'm fucking so fat now.
I'm at the point now where I'm 110 kilos. I think I need to cut.
I'm fucked. Like, I'm fucked. I don't know. I thought I was plugging away because I have a pretty physical job.
Yeah.
I was poking away.
Well, how many calories do you normally burn a day?
I'll tell you what I've done today. And today was like... pretty sort of mid. I wasn't that busy today. I've done just shy of 4,000. And that was like...
That's a lot, man.
I'm normally like fives. That's like low crazy. Fives. Yeah. But I'm still getting fat.
How? How much are you eating?
I don't think it's the food, mate. I think it's the sauce.
Yeah. What do you... So you're just doing the beers or...
Stubbies. A lot of stubbies. But then like you move on to like a nice sugary cocktail. You might have an espresso. Or three or four. Maybe a little amaretto sour.
Ooh.
Those glazed cherries, man. They're killing me. It's the garnishes.
I had an old fashioned, a proper smoked old fashioned rye, and they brought it to the table, and there was fucking smoke in there. It was like class, $40. It was all right. It wasn't that good. It wasn't worth $40.
I often think these drinks, you see like cool like guys flaring, and they make these very elaborate, like, you know, $60 cocktails. I don't know if they taste that good.
I went to...
Give me a caramel espresso every day of the week.
They're beautiful. When I was in, we went over to America and did some stuff there. Earlier in the year, we went to, what's her fucking name? One of the Desperate Housewives of LA or whatever it is.
I mean, one of my favorite shows, but I don't know who you're talking about. I'm sorry.
She was, what's her name? Claire's going to kill me for getting that. Lisa Vanderpump. She's got a restaurant called Pump. She's a beautiful old woman.
She's a huge slut by any chance?
No. She's an old lady. Rescues dogs.
With a surname like Vanderpump.
Maybe during her youth.
I'd say she's had a few links, mate.
Yeah. Maybe Lisa got pumped. So we went to this, it's called Pump. You got to book ahead. We arrive. And
Pump.
It's Pump. Now, this is what's going to really gonna get you.
Not the best name I've heard for a restaurant.
Well, maybe when you learn more about the area. This is in West Hollywood, known as the Gay District.
Ah.
Every waiter is handsome and gay. And like flaming gay.
Yeah, proper.
And I walk in there all smiles. When we get out of the Uber, the Middle Eastern Uber driver,
I don't know why his race was important, but go on.
Well, it's about to be because he goes, "Ugh, this is disgusting here."
Oh, they don't.
He did not like it at all.
They don't take kindly to the bros.
We got out of the, I might even have the video on my phone. I'll see if I can find it because I put it on my story. And we got out of the it's important, I'll explain it to you. We got out of the Uber. It's like a 40-minute Uber because LA is just ridiculously big.
The traffic stinks too, doesn't it?
It's crazy. Just like you have 40 minutes to get anywhere. So we get out of the Uber, and across the road behind Pump, the restaurant, is this like a gay party going on, and there's this like middle-aged man with a sloppy-ish reek dancing on the table in Speedos.
Is this you? Is this you?
I'm hardly middle-aged. Not even 30 yet. And he's dancing, and all these young, like, sort of twinks.
Twinks, I believe he's called them. I believe the politically correct term is twinks.
Flaming twigs.
Yes.
And they're all sort of dancing around him and putting his hands on his legs and stuff.
Mm.
And we get out, and I'm like, Claire, where are we? What is going on here? Heaps of dudes just getting into it.
Claire, where the fuck? I thought we were going to Pump for a nice dinner.
And that's the thing with dudes. Like, you got to remember, gay dudes are men, and men will fuck anything. They do not care. Any hole's a goal, that's a male saying, all right? I cannot tell people how much this is true, right? Dudes don't care. They will fuck anything. And that's why when ladies are like, oh, I've had, you know, 100 roots. I've had 100 sexual partners and I'm proud of it.
You should have had four times that. It's
yeah, have a go. If that was a man and you had your easy ability to attract men or attract women, you would be, you'd have the triple numbers, triple digits, quadruple digits.
Easily.
So that's why, you know, you get called a whore because you're not trying hard enough. You know, try harder, ladies. Take that pipe. Anyway, so you walk into Pump, sit down and Pump. A young man wearing very little. Well, not very little, but you can see his chest.
Was it hugging his figure? Oh. He'd be fit.
He was.
Yeah.
Young, sort of actor-looking dude, blonde hair. Sort of like Gabe, except...
Except straight.
Straight.
So this dude was straight.
Poor Gabe.
He's having fun.
I hope we're not bullying him. Are we bullying you, bro?
The comments on the last video said you were bullying me.
Yeah.
I said they feel bad for the new fella. Lay off him.
How old are you?
24.
24. Well, how about I stop bullying you and I fuck you?
Hey, you're paying me. You're paying me.
Because if you got a choice, mate, I'm going to bully you or I'm going to fuck you.
I'll take the bullying. I'll stick to the bullying.
Stick to the bullying. Doesn't seem so bad now.
Pussy.
Pussy.
And so we walk in and the cocktail menu, because I'm having cocktails at this point, like fuck it. Are all very flamboyant.
Mm-hmm.
So I got pretty in pink.
Nice.
That's what I got. And then the biggest, blackest man walks past me. And his race is important. I'm sorry. But he goes, "Oh, what are you having there?" And I go, "Mate, it's fucking, I don't know what it is." In the most, I Aussie'd up. Like, bro, I don't know what it is. But then, you know, I'm sure because he sees me with my partner, fiance at the time, Claire, he sees that, you know, this is a straight guy. Like, I'm going to freak him out a little bit. Go,
you reckon he was trying to...
I think he was trying to, like, test me, see if I was cool.
Especially because you look burly.
Burly bear. Oh, mate, the gays.
You are a bear in the community. I'm a bear.
The gays love me.
I believe in the politically correct term is you're a big gay bear.
Mm.
They
also go by Sasquatch hunters.
Yeah, yeah. And they wouldn't mind getting clawed up by the bear.
Oh, mate, have you ever seen that film with Leonardo DiCaprio, The Revenant?
No, but
he gets mauled by the bear. That's
what they want.
That's me in West Hollywood.
They want to get
mauled in every fucking movie star.
Mounted and mauled by the bear.
Mounted and mauled. It's my next comedy special, Mounted and Mauled.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's like, "Mate, what are you drinking?" And I just turn it on. "Mate, I don't know what it is, bro, but you got to get one. Let's get him one." I said, "Waiter, get him whatever I'm having.
It's on me."
It was beautiful. And then I immediately got the respect of all the gays in the village and I was their hero.
That's what you do. It's kind of like my understanding of that kind of situation is sort of like prison. You know, they say if you go to jail, you find the biggest, baddest dude and you like take him down and then you win everyone's respect. Kind of similar when you go to West Hollywood gay bars, you find the biggest, gayest dude and buy him a nice cocktail.
And out game.
And then everyone respect. You don't have to out game him. You win his respect with a flamboyant pink flamingo and you got all the gays on side.
Pretty in pink. And that is true.
And then they try and turn you.
Which was, we'll get to that in the Patreon.
Didn't take exclusive. Much turning.
Nah, it's all good. I was on holiday.
This knob doesn't take much turning, baby. Let's go.
Oh, but yeah, no. I understand like gay people are real and I respect them, but I could never fuck a man. I could never fuck a man and I don't understand how women.
Have you kissed a bloke before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never like
Passionately?
Never passionately.
Did you ever look him in the eyes before you did it?
I looked at him during the during at the eyes. But never like really passionately. You like never it. Never in like a this is great moment.
You didn't
more
mean
in
it.
Like a oh my god, look what am I doing?
Oh, I'm so naughty.
I've got my pretty in pink cocktail, you're so big and black.
Yeah.
No. Never done that. Have you ever kissed a man passionately?
Not passionately, no, but definitely.
Well, I know one person in this room has. That's your cue.
No comment.
No comment.
Fucking Jesus.
Yeah, good. How did we get on the cocktails and the gay bar story?
Not sure, but it was a very interesting experience. And I don't understand how someone can fuck a man.
Cocktails in Byron Bay. That's how we got there.
That is true. Yeah. Any man fucking going on there? I don't get it because women are these pretty some of them, these beautiful creatures. Who like their skin soft and this is breasts supple.
I mean, you're generalizing. Those are also horrors.
Oh, there's some fucking
that walk
horrors
among us.
I'm sure you saw some of Byron Bay.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So obviously, great time in Byron, but and I'm assuming that no one from Byron Bay listens to this podcast. So
I do have t-shirts that say "fuck Byron Bay," so maybe some of them just to keep an eye
and
on.
And like, there's some people get around there that just irk me. Like the crusty dudes you see on the beach. Like no shirt, no shoes, just like they honestly piss me off so much. Like, all good.
I was trying to get Gabe to turn my headphones down. And he's just sitting there, just going,
"Oh, headphones are too loud."
Can you turn my headphones down, bro?
Yeah, like no shirt, no shoes.
And you still get service hair. Like Pitbull.
Yeah, but like they like walk around. They're like, "Oh, I'm such a free spirit, man." It's like, well, kind of, but not really. Like you still. They still want to. They're trying to fit into an image. It's like
that's their niche.
Yeah, they're like it's like you can still wear covered shoes, mate, or you can still put something on your feet. Mm. And a lot of them stink too. A lot of those dudes are on the nose.
I thought we were talking about women.
No. I'm talking about the free spirits in Byron Bay.
I've been to Byron Bay several times, and I always like to go for a walk at night. And some of the sights you see, like just the most despicable looking people. That you've ever seen in your life, and that you think to yourself, how do these people live? Like, why wouldn't the local government come through and just murder them all?
Yeah, I don't know. There was a couple that pissed me off heaps. Like, it was kind of a busy, like, it was kind of a nice day. You know, that park just opposite.
Yes.
Like, families and stuff, like, enjoying themselves. And then this, like, young, attractive couple just with yoga mats just set up, like, front and center and just started doing, like, a yoga flow.
Yep.
I was like, you fucking A grade wankers. Like, that's like. I was like, you don't, like, you can do yoga.
You can do this elsewhere.
You could have done that anywhere.
Yeah.
And you just wanted to be seen. Oh, fuck it, that bothers me, hey. I hate that shit.
There is, fuck off.
Like, do it at home. Do it up the beach. Like, it's not about the yoga. You're about being seen, you fucking pretender.
It's the same with.
I hate it.
Yeah, I know this is going to get me some stick. But Gabe, can you put my fucking headphones back up? I can't hear anything now. Hello, hello. There we go. So, at the gym. And you'd get this too. You go to a commercial gym.
Yeah.
Some of the shirtless, the booty shorts.
Yeah.
There's now, it's not even booty shorts. It's this fucking leotard thing that it looks like what a wrestler would wear.
Do you know what? I've seen blokes that are just as bad.
What, wearing booty shorts?
Well, not booty shorts, but with like posing, like being like.
Oh, like the stringers and shit.
Mate, so I won't name the gym because I want this to continue, but. There's a gym that I go to where I use the sauna, and the window from the sauna, you can also see through to, you know, there's like where you wash your hands in the mirrors.
Hang on, which gym is it?
I'm not naming it because I want to go there and I don't want people to know that I can see this so I can continue to see it.
But those blokes wouldn't be listening.
Well, they might, or some, or one of their mates will tell them and I don't want them to know. But anyway, so you can see through and from the sauna, and the sauna's completely black so you can't see anyone's in the sauna, but you can see out and you can see these blokes come in and get their phones out and like rip their shirts off and flexing.
No.
So like I'm trying to time it because obviously you can't have your phone in the sauna for too long, but I need to get some photos.
Please.
And these blokes like going in there and full like pouting and turning to the side and like, it's as bad as the fucking yoga couple.
Like that's what you do at home in the mirror by yourself.
You shouldn't even be doing it at home.
Don't you tell me that. That's all I do.
I know you would, but you should. It's like, they're like, and you can see it and being like, I'll usually go with one or two other mates, and we'll just be like, "Fuck, look at this fucking idiot!" Like,
they're
great,
and they're the biggest fuckwits on earth. But that just goes to show that it's not just women dressing like fuckwits and being fuckwits. It's a human issue.
It's a condition.
It's a condition. Sorry, what were you going to say?
No, that was it. Yeah, it's just they bother me. Those people bother me.
Well, I had this morning. I had this young lady in front of me. She would have been all 18 years old, wearing this leotard thing, right? So it's like booty shorts built into like a what a swimmer would wear in the Olympics.
Okay. It's like a one.
Yeah, one piece. Yeah. And she's in front of me. I'm on this. I'm on the machine bench press because I'm trying to really work on squeezing the pecs.
Of course.
But she's in front of me, and I go there first. I start warming up, and she goes in front of me to do Romanian deadlifts.
Yeah.
Which, if you know your gym stuff, that involves basically hinging at the hips.
You're looking straight up Main Street.
Straight up Main Street. And I get out of my bench position and I look ahead and there is just cheeks.
Are you suggesting she was trying to seduce you?
No. I guarantee you she wasn't. There's nothing attractive about a sweaty, middle-aged man.
Bear. She may have thought you were a gay bear, actually. Especially when I growled at her. Oh, that dude's definitely gay. When he got up and growled at her, she's like, oh, he's no threat.
After every set, I went, arr. But what do you do? What do you do in that situation? This is what's getting me, because it's like, okay, I don't look because I don't want to be a creep. And I don't want to be caught looking, because that would look really, because you know some.
So girls, hang on, which is it? You don't look or you don't want to get caught looking?
Well, it's
because it can't be both.
Potato, tomato. Come on, mate. I don't want to be. Have you seen this on Instagram where they catch dudes perving?
No.
Okay.
So I feel like every gym video you see on Instagram is a setup. Yeah. Like, you know, when they're always like, bro, like some bro cut me off, like, you know, and they're like, hey, dude, like, or like, they're just like giving random strangers compliments. It's like, you're doing that because it's Instagram. Like, no one talks to each other at the gym. They're all just sizing each other up going.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's like trying to, I was explaining to Darcy, brother Darcy, the other day. He's training every day. He is.
Respect.
Yeah, he's doing well, except for Mondays. Well, he does do legs with me occasionally on Mondays, but he doesn't like it because he's usually pissed from the day before.
What is he, Garfield? Doesn't like Mondays? Garfield doesn't like Mondays.
But Darcy loves lasagna. This is weird.
Oh.
So yeah, he's been in there and he goes, mate, I'm worried about everyone looking at me. I was like, dude.
No one's looking at you, mate.
No one gives a flying fuck, especially when you're with the butts man.
Everyone's looking at you.
The hero of the people. Lifting heavy weights.
Scary.
Throwing around steel. And then brother Jonas came to the gym the other day.
Joe's strong.
I fucking hate him.
Yeah. He's the athlete of the Butterfield boys.
No, I wouldn't go that far. I would say he is the disappointment. Do you know why?
I don't know either.
But he he told me the other day, we were talking shit about him on the podcast, and a few of his friends listen, and they told him, and he said, he rang me up, he said, have you been talking shit? And I said, probably.
Probably. Probably I didn't remember. Mate,
probably.
No, I don't remember what we said, but there's no doubt we said it.
Oh, fucking hell.
For sure.
Now, I've been reminded by producer Gabe that we have a Patreon. For $1 a month, you can join the Patreon, and we're going to issue a challenge to the listeners today.
Yeah.
We are going to issue a challenge. We are currently at, let me have a look. I think we're at, sort of bored in the dark. nearly at 1,800 Patreons, which is cool.
That's awesome.
That's really cool. And we've almost sold out. I think there's like 5 tickets left in the live podcast special.
Right? So that's going to be sick.
And that's only available to Patreon listeners. So if you want to come along, sign up on Patreon. It's $1 a month. That's fucking all it is.
A couple of guys at the gym, of all places, pulled me up the other day and said, we're coming to the live show.
Yeah?
And I said, take Monday off.
What gym?
Airlocker Katara. Shout out Airlocker Katara. It's so good.
Is that the one you were perving on people?
No.
I got him.
There's no sauna there. You think I'm that fucking stupid? Please, I may be a scaffold. I may be dumb, but...
Anyway,
Airlocker Katara.
They pulled you off in the sauna, what?
Yeah.
people are pumped. But here's the thing. I'm issuing a challenge. I want 2,000 Patreons by next week. And if we do have, there's only 200.
Yeah.
If we have that, I will get, are you going to do it too?
Well, I suppose I should.
You idiot.
I mean.
We will wax our armpits.
It would be ridiculous
armpits.
If I said no.
We will wax our armpits live on the podcast. How does that sound? Does that sound like a reason to sign up for $1?
I mean, it sounds desperate, but...
Well, this is Gabe's idea. He's like, mate, you got to start doing things. I'm like, all right, we'll do this.
Yeah, yeah, why not? Well, what are the like consequences of having no heart?
No heart.
Yeah. you get like a rash or like...
I don't know. Gabe, have you
researched this stunt at all? Like, could I die from not having armpit hair?
Probably.
It is in the realm of possibility.
Okay.
An infection. Well,
we're desperate.
Especially when you get extra sweaty the next day.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm worried about. Anyway, we're going to do
it.
You
know what?
We're going to do it.
I oftentimes wear a singlet to the gym because it gets quite hot and I like to see my pump. Now I'm going to have no pits.
That's
going to
be weird.
It's going to be gross.
Let's do it.
Oh, well. Okay. If we hit 2,000 by next Tuesday, I will arrange to have an anaesthetist or ethnetician.
We don't have to get knocked out for it, I don't think.
Oh, okay. An ethnetician to come and wax us. We'll have to find one. If anyone knows one that lives in Newcastle, let us know. We'll find someone to come to the studio, wax our pits. And if we hit 3,000...
I'll shower before we do it, if we get 3,000.
Yeah, you definitely got to shower. Gabe wants us to get a Brazilian.
How do you... Is that like sack, crack?
Sack, crack, all that.
I'd have to get a man to do it. I don't think Claire would want a woman seeing my impressive member.
Yeah.
Patrons only, obviously. I feel like that's good content.
Oh, so you can only watch it on Patreon?
That's what I think. I think it's for the patrons only.
You've signed up, then you get the
exclusive Patreon content. Link below.
You fucking lunatics.
Yeah, that's...
I think that's worth it.
Yeah, we're going to... Like, it's all good saying it now, but if we do tick over 3,000, it's not going to be as funny as we think it is now.
2,000.
No, the 3,000 probably will happen, and it's not going to be
What are we? What are we going to do if we hit 3,000?
No, we said sack and crack.
So 2,000 armpits,
3,000 sack and crack. Yeah. Yeah.
Where are we going to go?
It's funny now.
Where are we going to go to get a Brazilian?
We'll have to do it here. They'll bring like a mobile table in and we'll
set
up. You're
not getting your fucking pubes off at my house.
I am. That's where the studio is.
God, don't tell people where I am.
Yeah, like it's funny now, but like we'll hit it and then we'll be like, fuck, we actually have to do it now. Anyway.
Should we get Gabe to do it too? If we hit 4,000, yeah. Gabe's going to get fucked by
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the challenge out to the people. $1 a month on Patreon. Sign up. And there's actually, you get access to the Patreon exclusive episode, which today will be inside of a very new vehicle that happens to be mine.
So we're going to do the Patreon section of this podcast live.
Yeah, baby.
From the 2022 Ford Raptor Wanker Edition, recently purchased by... The Butts.
G'day.
He's just driven it home, so Gabe and I...
Took me four fucking hours to get it out of the dealership. Good grief.
Yeah. You can't just turn up and grab it. Like, you got to sign paperwork and shit.
Well, I sold my other car, the Hilux, and old mate turns up. I go, yeah, ready to go. He goes, do you have the rego papers? I go, no.
Yeah. It took 4 hours potentially because of you, potentially. Yes. I don't know. So anyway, Gabe and I have turned up at the agreed time for the podcast. Isaac obviously not here because he's fucking around.
I was here at 4:30 when we said to be here. We were early.
We said we'd start the podcast at 4:30.
Gabe was early, which I really appreciate. And you know, his job is to make sure we're ready here to turn it on when we arrive, which it was great that he was here early, wasn't ready to turn on.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a
good start.
It's week two.
It's week two. Week three.
So Gabe and I are out the back chewing the fat. How's your day, son? All that.
Mm-hmm.
Then we hear this rumbling. And we said, it's the Raptor. So we quickly scurried down.
The Raptor has arrived.
We see this big black, just black as the night.
Man.
Dude, going through your bins. And then we said, get out of here. And then we saw the Raptor. He said, hey, get out of here. We're going to Raptor to see. And then the Raptor rocked up.
There's this guy who lives in my street who I love, and you know him. You may have just met him, Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't reveal his name. But there's a guy that, an Oriental Asian gentleman who goes through people's bins in the street and collects the cans.
Ah.
And codename John, it's definitely not his name.
Yeah.
He was complaining to me one day about it. He goes, mate, we've got kids in this street. We can't have a man going through the bins. And I said to him,
he's going through the bin.
Go, what do you mean? He goes, we've got kids in the street.
Do the kids live in the bin? I don't understand. I don't see the correlation. I
still don't know. But every time he sees it, he texts me, goes, mate, this is disgraceful. I talk to him the next day, he goes, mate, there's kids in this street.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, now all I'm thinking of is really racist names for this dude because he's looking for cans and stuff.
Like, I don't know his
No, the Asian dude.
Oh, you want
to... I want to... I'm sorry, now I'm thinking of really racist puns, but Shane Gillis got cancelled for an Asian joke, so... Yeah, that was the whole thing. Anyway, we're getting sidetracked.
Okay, okay. So, yeah. So what do you want? What do you want to know? I'll give you all the details.
All right.
The glory details.
So, we already divulged on the Patreon, so we won't divulge how much it cost.
Yes.
But let's just say it's eye-watering.
It's not that bad.
I mean, for you, but for the everyday punter, most people have to work. I mean, poor old Gabe.
Oh.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
He'd have to work
1,000 years.
He'd have to work 1,000 years producing this podcast to get one of them.
He actually loses money due to inflation working for me.
Yeah, actually, Gabe, we've got to talk about your pay because obviously the new car, the insurance was a little bit more than Isaac thought it was going to be, so... Someone's got to take a cut.
Well, I haven't actually paid for it. I just got I got a loan.
That's what's called tick. Tick. Use that when we buy drugs. You can just tick it up.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've got, it's obviously this year's model.
Yeah, so a lot of people were calling it the 2023 model, but it's still the 2022 model.
What are you, poor?
Then there's no such thing as the 2023 Raptor. This is the 2022 Raptor.
Okay, cool.
So a Raptor is...
It's a Ford Ranger.
Yes.
But it's the Raptor edition.
It's the bee's knees.
Rangers are a big bulky ute, and yep. This one's just... It's just like a sporty...
Sporty ute. It's like 0 to 100 in 5 seconds or something. It's very, very quick for a big, big utility vehicle.
It is incredibly nice to look at.
It is a nice car.
It sounds fucking hectic.
Doesn't it?
Just like that.
Just wait until we take it for a cruise.
I can't wait to do the Patreon in it. I think it'll be really fun. It'll be like James Corden.
Yeah, yeah. We should totally just film it from the front there and have our little microphones going.
That would be pretty funny. Do you love it? Because you pulled into the driveway before and you like come in your pants.
Oh, so
you continually just like, have you seen? I was like, yes,
I was showing you all the features. I was nervous to drive it.
Fuck yeah.
Because it's new.
It's fucking nice.
Like even right now I'm thinking, how am I going to get this out of the fucking street?
Yeah. It's big.
It is big. It's bigger than the Hilux, but it's not as big as like a Ford F-150.
It's still fucking big.
I think it's one of the biggest cars you can buy for Australian roads.
Legally. It's street legal.
So we got that, and that's my first car that I bought. Well, you know, it's bought through my company. It's a company car. Butterfield Inc. And, you know, this is what people do. They, after every 4 years, they get a new car.
Yeah.
And mine sold. I bought the Hilux in 2018 for $60,000, roundabouts, and the guy at the dealer looked after me because he was a fan. Can't blame him.
Respect.
I think I got like $5,000 off or something. Anyway.
I thought I'd sneeze at.
I sold it for 58. 4 years later, $58,000. So the car that I bought today, you know, a little bit gets paid off from the fucking you know, I had a few upgrades added. I didn't want half the upgrades, but I had to have the upgrades. Otherwise, I would have had to wait another 8 months to get my car.
Oh, so that was the one that was ready to go. It was upgraded.
Yeah.
It has got... The inside is very cool. It's got a lot of cool stuff on the inside.
The inside's standard.
Is it? So yeah. The screen in the center, like the navigation
looks like a Tesla screen,
it's the size of a fucking that laptop.
Yeah.
And the orange trim, the like black leather seats with like orange trim, it's fucking baller. Mm. It's very, very cool.
Well, that's what I need.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I'm a diva.
I mean, it sounds like you were getting teed up for a sound effect there.
If Gabe was paying attention, I'm a diva, bro.
Nice, Gabe. Sharp as attack.
Good to see you.
This guy's fucking good.
Killing it, bro.
It's very, very cool. Next question. What are you going to put in the tray? What's the first thing you're going to put in the tray?
So I'm going to put a carton of waters when I go to the gym.
Yeah. And just leave it there.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I don't need a ute, but I like – this is the reason I buy utes is because I don't fit anywhere else. I'm 6'8". I'm a big man.
You need a big car.
I need a bit of leg room, a bit of headroom. There are men in this world who are, you know, very small stature, weak – looking man, I can see Gabe in my peripheral shaking his head. He knows I'm going to throw.
For the punchline.
He knows I'm going to throw to him. How's Gabe fucking sent me a photo today? You were in the chat group, and he goes, "I'm having car troubles. I might be late." And I sent him a photo of when you wrapped.
Not me, bro.
See you there, loser.
I'm good.
But in saying all of this, like my first car was. This is my fifth car I've had. My first car was $3,000.
Yeah.
And then I had another shit box and another shit box. And then I got a good deal with one of my dad's companies, like X-Fleet cars. And then I got when I started doing stand-up, I got the Hilux and now this. And
yeah.
I don't spend money on fucking Gucci and all this type of shit. That's not me. I spend my money on paying my house on.
You do have Gucci slides.
No, I don't.
I thought, were they Louis Vuitton? I've seen a pair of Gucci slides. Oh, no, were that doesn't matter.
What?
I thought they were like... You know the ones that everyone was wearing for a while there?
No, it doesn't matter. Those. I got Nike slides.
Oh, yeah.
This is how much of a tight ass I am. I bought these Nike slides. They're falling apart like 5 years ago and I still wear them every
day. You're frugal.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
But I've been talking to the accountant. Did you know this? Did you know you can buy a house through your super?
Yes, I did know that.
I think that's what I'm going
to
do.
You'd have to have enough super to do it. But yeah, you can.
Well, I don't have enough super to do it right now, but no, maybe in 5 years' time.
Yeah.
Or I could do a bigger sort of amount of money put into super over that time and then buy a house and then you sell that when you retire and that becomes
your super
yes. rather than investing in stock and bonds and bits and bobs.
Yeah, it's all Greek to me.
Tell you what, I actually made a good stock purchase recently. Whitehaven Coal.
What's that?
It's a coal company.
Yeah.
The energy sector is massive at the moment. It's one of the biggest expanding markets in the world.
I wouldn't have thought coal would have been.
Coal, well, mate, people need fucking, like everyone's talking about renewables, but people still use coal every day. So I bought Whitehaven. I recently sold it just because I was freaking out. I decided to get out. I bought 1,000 shares at $1.05.
Okay.
And it's now like $11 I sold it at.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
10X.
Yeah.
Grant Cardone.
Well, 10X. I talked to my accountant during the week. He goes, dude, sell. No one makes 10X on stock purchases.
Oh, really?
I was like, yeah, fair enough. Okay.
That's great.
So we got out of that. But that's the one where it's like, okay, where do I do here? Because I don't know. It's all Greek to me too. I don't know what I'm doing. For every like positive one, like I have that positive one where we made 10K. The rest are all losses.
Yeah.
So what do? It's a...
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
And that's what scares me about investing through super, and I would rather invest in property because I feel like if I buy property in the next 2 years, then perhaps that will be, it will go up in value over the next 50, if you know what I mean.
Feels like investing is just like the punt for the...
The businessman.
How wealthy people punt because like, obviously...
It's gambling.
Well, it is to a degree. And you can say it's educated, but so does some bloke who's read the fucking form guide down the tab. They're like, yeah, I'm educated too. Yeah. I know. Like,
there are punting like dudes and companies, or there's a lot of like OnlyFans accounts that do just punting.
Yeah.
You can jump on.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
there is.
In the nude? They're masturbating while they gamble?
I think that's a market that they haven't yet reached, but I think it would be a good one.
We could
be the first ones.
We could do like a punting show, but it's nude and we're jerking off.
So we could be the first nude, completely bald podcast to jerk off in the nude and
you
punt.
You get punting tips and aroused.
That's so good, man. I love that. Now, we're going to do the reveal of the car on the...
On the Patreon.
So we'll do that. So head over there. That's another reason to join Patreon. But we've had a new segment idea that came in via Gabe.
Gabe's been full of ideas.
And you know what? Making sound bites and doing... Well done, mate.
Now, he's a goer, this kid.
He's a fucking goer. Now, Gabe, can you introduce this new segment?
Alrighty, so...
Who, me?
This guy?
Wake up, bro.
Hot Takes is the name of this new segment. Now, it's made some changes. We had an adjustment. We talked about what we wanted to be. What it's going to be is Isaac and Bluey. They got some paper in front of them there. Do you have a pen each?
I've got one pen, so I'll write mine first.
Here you go, Bluey.
So the idea here, I don't even know if this fucking works. The idea here, Gabe made, did a terrible job explaining it. He just said there's paper in front of us and we've got pens.
And then he tuned out.
Oh,
I can't let a bloke finish. Here we go. Here you go. Get into it.
Gabe just gave away his sexual identity there. He doesn't let blokes finish, right? You fucking prick. So what we're going to do is it's a hot take. Everyone does hot takes, right, where they say something a little bit outrageous. You write your hot take, and this is going to be a hot take for me. Bluey's going to write a hot take that I have to say.
Do you have to defend it?
I have to defend it for 60 seconds, and then I'm going to write a hot take and give it to him. So we're going to seal them up. Gabe's going to choose who goes first. Once I've written mine down as well, my pen doesn't come out of its hole, which is good. And we're going to have to basically defend these. Now, these can be pretty outrageous. They can be, not too outrageous. Maybe it's just something that one of us wants to, or we think the other person really agrees upon. So can I have that pen? I won't look at what you wrote. Seal it up.
I'm pretty happy with mine.
Should Bluey show the camera or should it get announced once he's getting into it?
Announce it.
Next time I feel like we should write these before the podcast. I mean, I think that was the plan, but we got busy looking at the Raptor cam.
Okay, so Gabe, who would you like to defend first? Or who would you like to defend theirs first?
I think you start. I think you defend first.
Okay. I'm going to read it straight out. Epstein was actually a pretty good bloke. And this is the thing that people don't get. They don't get it, all right? Epstein was a good guy. He was a smart, smart businessman. He got. You don't get to that point in life. You don't get to that point without being intelligent and knowing how to move things from, you know, point A to point B. Sure, these were young women that he was moving from point A to point B, but he was a very, you know, he's an important figure in a lot of young people's lives. He was. And I tell you what, I think that Jeffrey Epstein, I'll go out and say it right now. Jeffrey Epstein is my hero. And here's why. He is a man who came from nothing and then came over everything. And I just think that that man deserves our respect and our love and admiration. I am Isaac Butterfield, and I approve this message. Are we nearly at a minute?
That's a minute. That's all right. A minute.
Well, 10 seconds. We'll take it. Well done. You've almost converted me.
Great rant.
Yeah. I didn't actually know we were doing this. I just wrote that note to pass it to Isaac. So you know how I felt. When does the segment start?
All right, Bluey. So you got to jump straight into it. Read it out.
All right. The government should legalize rape. Jeez, that is a hot take. I mean, where do you start on this one? I mean, the government, I mean, I honestly have nothing, eh? That is ridiculous. Can you show?
The government should legalize rape, and here's why.
This is insane.
Really, no, come on, give it a go. Give it a go.
Caught me off guard.
Give it a go. You got to be creative here. Come on.
It's an insane statement. So, I mean, you could look at it from the point of view of legalizing drugs. I mean, you see what they've done in the past by legalizing drugs. It actually brings crime down and the crime associated with that. So, I mean, if you think about it, if you legalize rape, potentially sexual assaults and crimes. I mean, when I say potentially, what I actually mean is...
Can you just keep it down a little bit? Claire's mum's upstairs with her, so just don't yell out. Lee should legalize rape.
Should I keep the word rape to a minimum? So anyway, did you want me to not say rape so loud?
Jesus.
So basically what I'm saying is, I mean, much in the same way that when they legalize drugs in areas...
Decriminalize.
So if you legalize rape, I assume that 100% of sexual assaults and stuff would increase drastically or come down. I don't know.
Do you want them to increase?
Well, I mean, they should.
What? Anyway, a minute's this, been and gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, that caught me off guard.
That's not bad. I don't mind. The crime rate would drop if it was legal.
I like where you were going.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. If it's legal, then it's not a crime.
Well, so it's not a bad thing to do. It's not a taboo thing anymore. So people think they're doing bad things and they want to do bad things. They go, oh, no, this isn't taboo anymore.
It's really poignant that you gave me the rape one, because I don't know if you've seen on Netflix. No, like, it's just funny because I did a bit of raping up in Byron.
Up in the hinterland.
There was not like a good hinterland rape.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's a Mila Kunis, the new Mila Kunis movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Luckiest Girl Alive. And in that, there's a horrific rape scene Jesse, my partner, and I were watching it in Byron, and we're having like a lovely night. Like, well, I'll put this movie on. We'd had some food, and we're like, we'll just chill out tonight. And then this rape scene came on, and we just fucking ruined the whole evening. It was so hectic.
Did you sleep together afterwards?
Yeah, real. No, yeah. I was like, we were watching it.
What happens in the scene?
It's a good watch. Not that scene in particular, obviously.
Yeah.
But there's like, she survives a school shooting, but people think she had something to do with it.
Right.
So, and it's her life after that, but she keeps having flashbacks to the shooting. I won't give it away, but
it's a good movie.
It's a good watch, but yeah. Not that right. It fucking rattled me. So it was good having to defend rape. Just
the only thing in movies that gets me is when children die or they're like sexually assaulted. That's the only thing in movies. Like, I'll see violence, I'll see any of that shit, or when women get like attacked, like you said. That's the only thing in movies where I go, that's fucking not good.
I don't like horror. I don't like.
I'll happily watch a man have his nutsack filleted, but if a woman gets grabbed on the bum, I'm like, come on, bro.
That's nah, I don't. I like fun movies. I like to. When I'm being entertained, I just want to switch off, and all that stuff's not entertaining for me. I'm like, it's fucking. It's not. I don't know. It's hard. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm.
So I reckon this is a good segment. Should we keep this segment coming back next week? I think that's great.
Except we'll prepare some questions.
Okay.
And maybe. But I feel like more rape questions is a good idea.
I think so. Now, let's finish up because I got to go to do a poop. I have been out all day. So I just. I have prepared this. Gabe's sent us some videos. He wants us to watch.
Are we doing this on the Patreon or are we doing this now?
What are we doing?
I'm here. I reckon we do it now.
We do it now.
We've got 20 minutes left. We can see what you guys think of them.
We're going to Raptorville for the Patreon. So,
if I can just fucking open this somehow. So this will be like anyone that's familiar with your mum's house.
Yeah. We're watching. What are we watching, Gabe? Run us through it.
So recently, some of your listeners might know, it was news to me, I think about 2 weeks ago, a lady walked on a roller coaster railway track to get her phone. And there's some footage being released of it. I'll wait to hear you guys' reactions first to see the reaction.
Jesus. I've watched a lot of videos online, like Two Girls, One Cup, One Man, One Jar.
I hate this shit.
We'll get the boys' reaction, and if they think it's suitable, I'll share the link to Patreon.
Oh, so it's on TikTok. Obviously taken down. So this is a Melbourne Royal Show worker has flung into the air by roller coaster after retrieving phone off track.
Jesus Christ.
There's the circle. Ooh.
I didn't see it.
So what happened to them? Oh, that's fucking. It's not good. But it's not. I thought it was going to be heaps gory.
No, it's not too gory. Should I share that to the Patreon for the people who are interested? Or
was that her at the front there?
Yeah. It's on Reddit. If you just look it up on Reddit, it's there. So there they are.
And there.
Buzz.
Oh.
So what?
Did
you just laugh? You fucking little mongrel.
Well, here's the extended story. Apparently, she had just got out of. She just relearned to walk. Apparently, she had just relearned to walk, and that's how she spent her time.
Jesus, Gabe.
Gabe.
Surely, if you're just getting your legs back, you're making a smarter decision than that.
Gabe.
I think we're learning a little bit about Gabe today.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that was a wise thing to do? Did we watch the same video?
I mean, it's not wise, but it's definitely not.
Louis, you were just defending rape, mate. You don't get to throw stones from a glass house. Come on.
I mean, it's definitely not wise, but it's definitely not as hilarious as you think it is.
No, let's just fucking chill out. So what happened? This poor young woman's walked out there. You probably pushed her, you fucking hero. So she's walked out there. Did she die?
I don't think she's died. I don't think it'd be as funny if she
died. You're going to finish her off, aren't you?
So she's finished a woman in my life.
A woman. Well done.
Ew.
This is the whole story. From what I know, she apparently had been playing on a phone, dropped a phone or something, or retrieved a phone from the track. Someone dropped
their phone. She might have been a good Samaritan.
And jumping on there, let me actually read the story, unlike Gabe, who's just been jerking off over it.
We were going to go to Dreamworld on the weekend too. Glad we didn't.
Why?
Because that's what can happen at Dreamworld.
In Dreamworld? This was in fucking somewhere else.
Yes, but there's roller coasters at Dreamworld.
It's on the news. So earlier, the family of a woman who was struck by a roller coaster in Melbourne are appalled that the ride has been deemed safe and reopened to the public. Shyla Rodden is believed to have walked onto the track. Well, it's not really believed, is it?
It happened.
Certainly
looked like it. I just watched it.
It looked like it. Of the Rebel Coaster ride to retrieve her phone when she was struck by a moving carriage on Sunday. The 26-year-old who was working at the show is believed to have been thrown into the air on impact and fallen 9 metres to the ground. On Tuesday's show, organisers issued a statement saying WorkSafe had finalised its inspection report on the Rebel Coaster. It doesn't say what's happened to her. Not really at all. So I hope she's okay.
I hope she's okay too, for the record.
But yes, she's obviously it's pretty silly running onto there. But that's what they say. They say don't run in there. That's the reason why they say don't run in there. She still remains in a critical condition with a brain injury and broken arms, legs, and feet. Fuck.
Yeah, not so funny now.
Yeah, Gabe.
There's a joke in there.
Is there?
You're the comedian.
I bet she's shattered.
Hey.
Get it? Yeah, she's got broken arms and legs.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So let's then go to the next video Gabe's prepared for us. What's the story with the next one?
So it's not as crazy as I thought, but it's in Newcastle. A police officer T-bones a P-plater.
Well, I was just here today at this where this is. He T-bones a P-plater.
Yep.
Okay. Flying through. Wow. No.
Boom.
Wow.
Oh wow.
Spewing. Okay, so there's the P-plater's pulled out of the servo and the fucking cop has gone straight into him.
In a high speed pursuit, I think.
That's not good. It's a dangerous job, police.
Oh shit, yeah.
I respect them. Not the highway patrol people.
Highway patrol are
they're the real estate agents of policing.
Yeah. Yeah, pricks. I told you about the guy the other week that like pulls up when he sees him like with the speed guns and he pulls up in front and like lets everyone know.
Does he?
Yeah,
he's
a dude. Someone told us in the comments the other week, but he's a guy that like he goes on Waze, you know the app Waze, and it'll tell you where the speed guns are and stuff.
Yep.
And he'll pull up like 100 metres in front of him with a big sign saying like, hey, slow down, like there's pigs ahead. And then he'll go up to him and like tease him and stuff, like give him a really hard time.
Yeah, I like that.
He's a very funny guy.
I just want to finish the podcast off with this. Ned Brockman.
I think you're confusing two Simpsons characters.
Kent Brockman.
Ned Flanders and Kent Brockman, yeah.
No, the bloke who ran from Sydney to Perth.
Perth to Sydney.
Oh, so now I'm
fucking
right. Was
it Kent Brockman?
No, it was Ned Brockman.
Yeah.
It was Ned. Yeah, fucking asshole.
It's just, it's funny that it's Ned and Brock.
I just want to go out there. Everyone's talking about how amazing he is and all this. Mate, who cares? What a fucking... Good on him.
He raised $1 million for... A charity.
$1 million.
Yeah.
I think I was watching some of the videos of him doing it and like, how would you have gone running all that way with the head noise? I don't think I could have done it.
Hell, I know you couldn't have done it. I couldn't have done it. What sort of thing?
No, I'm just saying.
There's no way.
I'm pretty good quieting out the fucking head noise. I'm good at going and going.
It's not about the head noise, mate. You got to fucking run that far.
I could do it, but I got things to do. I got a raptor to look after.
You couldn't drive that far.
No, I wouldn't be able to drive that far. That's too much of a commitment. Yeah. He did an amazing job. He ran all the way. And if you're listening from overseas, it's like running from LA to New York. Massive amounts
of
distance.
It's fucking insane.
Took him. How long did it take him? It took him a while.
Yeah.
I think it took him too long. I don't think he was fucking having a go.
Pick up the pace, Ned.
But man, like, did you see the amount of people who were there, like cheering him on and all that type of business? It was beautiful.
It's pretty amazing. Surely there's no one's ever done that before, have they?
I think there's a good reason no one's ever done it before. Why would you? The fucking... But he raised $1 million and good on him.
Yeah.
What did he raise $1 million for?
Charity. Homeless. A charity of his choosing. Yeah, it was a homeless one.
Homeless charity.
Homeless. Yeah. And what I'm first getting here is 46 days.
Yeah, he could
It took him 46 days.
He could have done it a bit quicker. That is taking the piss.
I don't know if he was on the piss or something.
No, that's taking the piss.
No, I think he might have had a couple of nights. Slow down.
Oh, yeah, like he stopped in for a counter in a schooner.
So let's work that out. What is that? How far is it from Sydney to Perth? I'll ask myself this question. Sydney to Perth, distance. Yes. Well done, me.
8,000? No.
No, 3,935 kilometres. So 3,935, did I say?
Your car hasn't even got that on it.
Divided by, it's got 72. Divided by 76 days?
46.
Oh, hang on. What did I say? 3,000, let's call it 4,000. He might have taken a pit stop. divided by 76 days.
46.
86 Ks a day.
That's fucking heaps.
Fuck that.
That's ridiculous.
That's a lot. What's a marathon? 52. Isn't that 52 yeah, is a marathon? Dude. Oh, here's Gabe clapping away. Looking up at other funny young women to laugh at who's just nearly died.
That's very impressive.
42 Ks.
46.
In a marathon. Yeah.
That's insane.
That's a double marathon every day for 46 days.
For two months.
For homeless people. Who cares?
For those bums.
Kill them. Kill them. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us on the Cans Me Now podcast. My name is Isaac Butterfield. This is the great man, Bluey Nielsen. Thank you very much to Gay Boy Gabe on the buttons. And head over to Patreon. We've got another video coming up for you this afternoon. And if we hit 2,000, I'll be getting my pits shaved. So will Bluey. And if we hit 3,000 by next week, we will get the big, dirty back crack and sack wax live on the show.
Yeah, that's a... We're going to regret that.
Be a good motherfucker, piece of me, lose me, dig stinks, blah, blah. Bye-bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.